That sound is Spoon carrying the "We Run This State" sign and the band and the students cheering. That is a hat. I'll just, you know what, I'm just going to record. I'll just let you listen. I'll talk in a bit. Yes, those are our plays, dancing around to Sweet Home Chicago, in case you're curious. Falcio getting a photo with his girlfriend, volleyball player, dancing around to Sweet Home Chicago. It's really hard to beat this right now. Some kid coming up to congratulate Talon. Love it. Okay, I'm planning to sing, kids. Hail to the orange, hail to the blue. Hail of the modern. Spoon is climbing up. Spoon is going to direct the band. Yes, Spoon is directing the band. Yep. Yeah, pretty hard to beat this right now. Good time. nobody wants to leave the field. Man, that's 7 long years without the hat. Good job, man. We apologize for the salty language from... Who cares? That was Doug Kramer. Ezekiel Holmes wants to go up the stairs into the band. It's going to keep recording. I'm sorry if this sounds like just madness, but I'm just wandering around. Like, you know, come on. Blake Hayes taking a photo with his parents in his final game. Come on. Mike Epstein here on the field. All he's been through. Kalon looking for his dad. I'd be taking so many photos right now, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? You were right. You were right. That was in that thing. I took a photo of it.
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, as they were opening, I was like, Bob, touch it. Don't get your
picture
of you rubbing it.
No, I don't. That's bad luck. I don't want. They deserve it, not me. I don't need my hand on that. I just needed to see it. I needed to be close to it.
According to Daniel Barker.
Yes.
As he was picking it up and running across midfield. I don't know if you heard him. He's just like, this is ours. This is all y'all who showed up today. Everybody. And he looks at me. He's like, even you bastards. I'm like, yep. Hell yeah, we are.
Yep.
Robert.
Finally.
Is it this jubilation after a 5-7 season? I mean, but still, four Big Ten wins.
Yeah. Sat through the game 2 years ago.
Yeah. What was it, 29-10? Yeah. Recording right now, by the way.
You're part of
From the Stands.
Let's go.
You're on there.
Let's go.
So listen in on about the 8-minute mark.
All right.
There
you
go.
Thank
you.
ILL.
Bill and his greeting parents. Yeah.
Go, Bill! Go!
Rosenthal.
Good luck. Yeah.
That's right.
Your daughter. Your daughter.
She's like this.
Okay, I got that Rosenthal hog. Now I gotta find Mr. Rosenthal. Oh, the dark angel walks by me. It's time for the hug.
Hey, man. I'm good.
Okay. I'm good. What a great scene, huh?
This?
Yes.
Right here, please.
Okay.
Saving Max for the one over the heart.
Okay. All right. You get two Rosenthals on the jersey.
All right.
All right. And
that article, man. I'm still crying.
Hey, thanks. I enjoyed listening to you so much. I'm glad you saw. I should have listened to you earlier. I didn't know.
This is Max's best friend.
Okay, hey, Robert Rosenthal.
Nice.
I have a fairly familiar last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, now my man. Uncle Gary.
Okay.
Yes. 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 Absolutely. God, nobody wants to leave the field. Oh, I gotta say hi to Epstein.
Hey, Tim, can we go off top or something?
That's a heck of a game, man.
Yes, I will take it.
A way to go.
I will take it. Yeah.
Get that LOL hat.
I will take it. Michael, so good to see you.
You too, man.
So good. I first communicated with Epstein. He reached out to me. Hey, the Rymans. That's right. That's right. How are you? How you get a penalty for just knocking somebody off a pile?
I didn't even knock him off. I pulled him off my running back.
Yeah.
I was trying to help my friend.
That's so bad.
I don't know.
So bad.
I feel like I'm a nice guy.
What'd you think when you heard 89?
Like, no, I was like, I said, Gary, what the fuck did he do? And then I looked like, Jesus, just pull him off.
So I first, oh, there's the hat. Oh, hold on. Let's see if I can get a photo while I'm doing this. Okay. The world's longest from the stand. So I first, like, after Epstein committed, he kind of reached out to me, just kind of randomly. He had posted some sophomore highlights and wanted me to retweet them. He's like, I see you got a lot of Illini followers. So I've communicated with that kid since, like, gosh, summer of 2014, 7 years later, three surgeries for him. So... just for him that, I mean, he's hugging Josh Whitman as I say this. Like, seven years. He's committed for 2 years to three different coaches. He recommits to Illinois. You know, he's been injured every season. He had that big run against Nebraska, and then he gets injured in the second game. Like, just so much for him to have this moment on the field with his teammates. God, you gotta, it's just, you know. Everybody saw Nick Saban's rant this week, right? Like, you know, his rant, like, these are kids and, you know, you treat them like this and we had close games before and now we're winning and your fan base still isn't happy. And, like, Illinois is so, like, it's the opposite of that, right? Like, we don't have the Alabama experience. I don't have to tell you that. But we do have the, these are kids really struggling through. It's like the opposite. It's the inverse. It's fans screaming about why is he so slow, why can't he this, why can't he that, why did he drop that, why did we lose to? Good to see you. it was Mrs. Hayes from Australia coming to say hi. She saw I was recording. Anyway, so you know, like, we have the opposite of that, of like, we don't have the moments, and it's not like a spoiled fan base, it's like an unspoiled fan base, but we still have, you know, 115 kids who want to win football games and hurt 10 times more than you or I do when they lose. So to have this field, to this, for this to be the most joyous, the most insane 5-7 team celebration. God, it's great. It's so great. It's almost, I don't know, my brain's telling me not to say these words, but I'll say it anyway. In a way, it's almost better that it's not in a bowl season, that it's not success, that it feels like success even when it's 5-7 because of how the season played out. Look, I wrote all week, you know, I wrote that big long post on Friday about, you know, strength of schedule. This is the highest of the last 10 years. Any schedule, 2013 schedule, the 2017 schedule, we're probably 7-5 right now in a bowl. Because of how this one played out, whatever, we're 5-7. But four Big Ten wins at Minnesota, at Penn State, one here over our rival, 47-14. There's probably nothing more beautiful on earth than, like, Northwestern fan. Okay, so there's a couple Northwestern players. I tried to videotape it. That were, like, trying to talk smack to the Illinois defenders at the 1 yard line on that final touchdown. Like, it's a touchdown. It's in. Shut it. You know, one made, like, the yapping sound motion. Is there anything greater than that? You just cut it from 47-7 to 47-14, and you're yapping. I can't. I can't even picture anything better than that. 47-14. And we're mad because it wasn't 47-7. And they're yapping like, yeah, touchdown. Taste it, Illinois. Well, enjoy the bus ride. So anyway, I spent the last 6 minutes, circled the stadium twice, quite literally, trying to find the hat. And Brad, the photographer from the champagne room, he had pointed to this one container on the North Star sideline. He's like, I swear it's in here. And so I circled twice, looked for it, and then saw people pointing to it. So ran all the way around again. The second time I ran around is right when Owen Carney and Isaiah Gay were holding up the, you know, we run the state sign. So, you know, that was even fun. Like, you know, I tweeted before I came down as I was walking down the ramp. Like, this, you know, the little two ships passing in the night thing. Like, just think of how this feels right now. You know, we're over under 3.5 wins in Vegas. Northwestern's over under, I believe, either 6.5 or 7. Look at where we're at right now. Can we just acknowledge that, please? Look at where we're sitting. Look at where we went toward our expectations and where they went toward their expectation. That's hard to beat. Okay, I'm going to miss the press conference. I'm going to get called out. I need to get in there. But I haven't felt this good. I haven't felt this good in a long time. 4 Big Ten wins. 5-7 season against a really tough schedule. Most of the defense coming back. Sun coming out in Champaign. Go Illini.